Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Thursday. Those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, thanks for hanging out with us for this TIFF Talk Thursday open forum edition of Relationships 360 Degrees on Blog Talk Radio. That's right, BTR, where I leave the experts at home and talk directly with you as we work to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And, of course, I am TIFF, short for Tiffany Williams Jallo, the host of this program, the creator of this fine program. And as to be expected, I have a wonderful show lined up for you tonight. I'll be fielding your relationship questions, plus discussing your relationship concerns. So get ready to dial our number here tonight, which is 714-409-0610, or feel free to share your thoughts in the chat room, which is open, wide open, right now to receive, again, your relationship questions, comments, no holds bar format tonight. Anything goes in terms of discussing what you would like to discuss on this TIFF Talk Thursday pertaining to your relationships or relationships in general. And I'm going to divulge my thoughts about this month's episodes of Relationships 360 Degrees, starting with the Stress-Free Family Reunion Edition, which we did a couple of weeks ago. And the goal of that episode was to provide listeners with proven advice on how to plan a low-to-no-stress family reunion. And before I get started with my commentary on that show from a few weeks ago, again, it was called Stress-Free Family Reunion. If you want to go back to the show's Blog Talk Radio page, do a search for it, listen to it on your free time. Again, it was called Stress-Free Family Reunion. Before I talk about that, I want to share my own story about when I planned my family reunion. It was about 6 years ago, and my grandmother, she put my aunt up to recruiting me to help her plan a family reunion for about over 100 people, 100 of my relatives, mostly, most of that, was stressful. Most of my family members were traveling from Alabama to attend the family reunion, which was in Kansas City where I lived at the time. I did get through it, but, not without some very stressful moments along the way. And I'd have to say that the biggest challenge I recall was trying to collect the money needed to cover the hotel and banquet deposits. Registration payment requests were made in March, and they needed to be in by the end of April. But, there were those family members that missed the deadline because they hadn't gotten their tax refund yet or they hadn't gotten paid yet. But luckily, my grandmother covered, the part that they owed. Had she not done that, I would have had to come out of pocket, for the remainder of the deposit fees. So, I encourage you all to, keep in mind the timing of when you do your registration, when you want the registration fees to be due for your family reunion. Don't ask for money right after Christmas, when all the money's spent up, and the credit card, bills are out of control. And don't, wait too late to ask for money because the hotel needs to have a deposit before they will book, their banquet hall for you or reserve a block of rooms on your family's behalf. A few other stress points that I had, besides, not getting that deposit money that I needed not getting it on time from some family members. It did come in. My grandmother, again, stepped to the plate, covered the cost. There were some family members that wanted to get into the banquet while it was going on without paying. And, I believe a few of my family members were able to get through. But I will, admonish you, to you guys can avoid this kind of freeloading behavior from your family members, by designating someone in your family who can physically overpower, these family members, they want to freeload, turn them away at the door before the reunion starts. Another good idea is to let family members know